public health officials are also busy today working to stop the spread of the new coronavirus. There have been 6 deaths in the U.S., all of them so far in Washington state, where officials have declared a state of emergency. Dow Constantine is King County executive, the top elected official in King County, Washington, which includes Seattle. Dow, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And look, in many ways, you are at the epicenter of this outbreak as we know it now in the United States. There are some schools that are closed today in your area. What is the mood there where you are?
Well, you know, understandably, it's tense. We are working to both get people aligned around actions that could be taken and tamp down irrational fears. So I'm pleased with the progress so far, and of course, we have a long way to go.
As you know, the CDC recently changed the criteria for who should be tested and has given states more access to the testing kits to carry those tests out. What is the state of the testing in King County right now, and are you doing more than you had been in the last couple of days?
Yes, this week now, the testing is really ramping up. The state lab is going to be able to test a couple hundred or more people per day. The University of Washington is now going to be testing. So we're rapidly increasing the number of tests, and that is going to help us make sure that first responders are kept safe, that we're identifying cases early so that people can receive treatment.
And to that end, we see that King County is actually in the process of buying a motel so that it can become something of a hospital? How would that work?
Well, not a hospital, but a facility for isolation and recovery. This would be a place where if you are unable to go home because you don't want to infect your family, or if you're without a home, you can safely stay until you're no longer contagious. And we are setting up mobile facilities using manufactured housing units in several other locations. We're going to continue to increase this capacity to make sure that, again, we're doing everything possible to reduce the infection rate and give the medical community time to develop treatments and ultimately immunizations.
And who pays for those mobile housing units and also, I mean, the purchase of a hotel? Is the federal government helping you out?
Well, we, of course, are anxious for the federal government to help out. And I appreciate Senator Patty Murray from our state and our members of Congress who are working hard to make sure that federal funds are directed to local efforts. But we are moving money. I signed an emergency proclamation to allow me to move money from other purposes to help with this emergency situation. And we are not going to be slowed down waiting to figure out who's going to reimburse us for these items.
Next week, Seattle, and I'm sure you've been tracking this, has a big event, a Comic-Con event planned. Last year, almost 100,000 people came in from all over the country to attend this conference. Are you yet at the point where you think large events in King County, in the Seattle area, should be canceled?
We're relying on public health and medical professionals to tell us when that point might be. But we will, when the science tells us, we will suggest and, if necessary, order events to be canceled.
What else are you worried about today?
You know, the biggest concern that's kind of come to the fore is the fact that there's such a dramatic difference in the vulnerability of people to this virus. Many people may be carrying it. It is the elderly and those with compromised immune systems who are suffering the consequences. And so I want to emphasize to people who care for older adults or someone with a compromised immune system to keep them away from any unnecessary contact with anyone until we have a better idea of the shape of this crisis. And there will be treatments and vaccinations on the horizon. So the longer we can forestall the spread of this disease or of this virus, the better chance we all have of coming through this healthy.
That's Dow Constantine, King County executive in Washington state. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.